Welcome to the Absolute TechNet podcast for April 2nd, 2024. This net was all about amateur radio logging with Virgil K4CUP. For more information about the Absolute TechNet, visit our website at absolutetech.org. Thank you for listening in 73. Good evening and welcome to the Absolute TechNet. We meet here each Tuesday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, and our net lasts up to 2 hours. All connection information is available on our website at absolutetech.org. The Absolute TechNet covers a broad spectrum of technology. All tech-related topics are open for discussion. If you're excited about something tech-related, bring it on. We want to hear about it. If you have a question about a project you're working on, feel free to ask the net. For those of you who just want to listen and don't have any tech comments or questions, we want to know that you're out there too. And we ask that when you check in, please state your call sign followed by check in only, no tech comments. This will keep the net moving forward and focused on tech. Transmissions should be fairly brief, but if brief is not possible, please use our Absolute Tech Facebook group to take your conversation further. We want to hear everything you have to say, so please remember that there is a 3-minute timer on most of the nodes and repeaters carrying this net. Also, try to leave a gap between the end of the last transmission and the beginning of yours. And please key your radio for a second or two before speaking so we can hear all of your transmission. We use NetLogger for this net, which is a great way to see the list of check-ins and to communicate with others via the AIM window. However, please be aware that we take voice check-ins only on this net. Now, let's get started with this edition of the Absolute TechNet. Please stand by for tonight's net controller.
Okay, good evening. This is Kilo 4, Charlie Uniform Papa, K4CUP. My name is Virgil, and I'm located in Kentucky. And I'll be your net control station this evening for this session of the Absolute TechNet. So please bear with me. This being my first time, and believe me, I've got plenty of patience. So, you know, we'll get you checked in as fast as we can. And I'd like to thank BE3RWJ for running our NetLogger. And so if you want to follow along on NetLogger, see what your check-in number is, feel free to stop by. And while waiting for your call on the list tonight, with that, we will begin to start taking check-ins slowly and twice. Give your call sign twice, and we will take just in and out check-ins at this time. So after I unkey, please be advised, wait about 3 seconds before transmitting. That way everything can get, all the systems can get connected and stay connected. So with that, this is Kilo 4, Charlie Uniform Papa, calling for check-ins, for in-and-out check-ins at this time.
Victor Alpha 7, Sierra Lima. Victor Alpha 7, Sierra Lima.
This is
Kilo Charlie 9, Charlie Uniform Kilo, KC9, CUK, no traffic.
I am Kilo Juliet 5, Echo Zulu Alpha. Kilo Juliet 5, Echo Zulu Alpha. No tech comments.
Kilo Foxtrot 0, Lima Papa Quebec. Kilo Foxtrot 0, Lima Papa Quebec. In and out.
Kilo 9, Mike Juliet Charlie, K9MJC. No comment.
No comments.
November 9, Oscar Foxtrot Uniform, N9OFU, no comments.
Okay, let's hold it right there. We had one station. Only thing that I got was no comments. So I will read the following stations as I have. And I'll go from starting at the bottom of the list. So if you did not hear your call, please let me know. I've got Bill, I've got you in 9OFU. I've got you wrote down here. But so I'll add you to the list. And I have Kilo 9, Mike, Juliet, Charlie. I have Kilo Foxtrot 0, Lima, Papa, Quebec. I have Kilo Juliet 5, Echo, Zulu, Alpha. I have a Kilo Charlie 9, Charlie, Uniform, Kilo. And also I have Victor Alpha 7, Sierra Lima. So if you not hear your call and you just said no comment, please come with your call now. This is Net Control, Kilo 4, Charlie, Uniform, Papa. This is
Delta 9 with
November 5, Tango Lima Hotel. November 5, Tango Lima Hotel, Will.
This is Kilo Mike 4, Victor Papagal. Kilo Mike 4, Victor Papagal, Douglas in Fayette, Alabama. Roll Tide Roll. Hello to the Tech Net. I'm just listening to see if I can learn anything.
Kilo 5, Charlie Alpha Papa. Kilo 5, Charlie Alpha Papa. No comments, just listening in. How y'all doing tonight?
Whiskey 7, Delta Tango Hotel. Whiskey 7, Delta Tango Hotel. No tech comments.
Michael, in White Horse, Yukon, Canada. Greetings all.
Michael, can you give me your call again? I know it's Victor Yankee, but Michael, give me your call again. K4CUP.
Hey, no problem, Virgil. Thanks for calling the net. This is Victor, Yankee 1, Mike, Golf, Sierra. Victor, Yankee 1, Mike, Golf, Sierra. Looks like Chris has me on net longer. Cheers.
Yep, okay. Let me run this list of check-ins that I have. I have November 5, Tango, Lima, Whiskey. That is Will. I have KM4 VPG. That is Douglas. And thank you, Douglas. I have Kilo 5, Charlie, Alpha, Papa. That is Craig. And I have Whiskey 7, Oscar, Tango, Hotel. Whiskey 7, Oscar, Tango, Hotel. And then I have Michael and White Horse, Victor, Yankee 1, Mike, Golf, Sierra. So thank you all for checking in. And so any more check-ins in for this Absolute Tech Net with in and outs or no tech questions coming out. K4 Charlie United Papa.
Recheck.
Okay, recheck. Go ahead.
Hey, Scott in Memphis. I'm sorry if I was stepping on somebody or they were stepping on me, Virgil. I was trying to get in and out. I'll be listening. No questions.
Kilo Delta Niner India Kilo Foxtrot KD9 IKS in and out. Kilo Delta 9
Kilo Delta 8 Bravo Oscar Quebec. Kilo Delta 8 Bravo Oscar Quebec. Corey in and out.
Victor
Kilo,
Alpha
Juliet,
7, Bravo, Kilo,
Uniform,
November,
Oscar,
Bob,
Hotel,
from
Mitch, in and out.
No technical question.
WB7, UKX, Whiskey, Bravo, 7, Uniform, Kilo, X-ray, monitoring.
KD9ZYN,
no question. All right, let me hold Kilo, it right there because I've
Kilo,
got
November
about three 6, stations that
Sierra,
I just called
Sierra,
no
Bravo,
question.
Kilo.
So.
November 6th,
let me tell you
Zero,
who I
Bravo,
have.
No,
and maybe Chris may already have them on the log, but a few I did not hear. Okay, Kilo Delta 9, Zulu, Yankee, November. I have Kilo November 6, Sugar, Bravo. I have Whiskey Bravo 7, Uniform, Kilo X-ray. Then I have Kilo Delta 9, Whiskey Papa Yankee. And let's see, I think I have Kilo Delta 9, India Kilo Foxtrot. All right, there was a Kilo 8 station, and that's all we got was Kilowatt 8. Could you come again with your call? This is Net Control, Kilo 4, Charlie Uniform Papa.
It may have been me. Kilo Delta 8, Bravo Oscar Quebec, KD8BOQ, in and out.
Okay, I have Kilo Delta 8, Bravo Oscar Quebec. Okay, we have you on the list. Kilo Bravo, Kilo Delta 8, Bravo, Bravo Oscar Quebec. Okay, thank you for being there and thank you for checking in. So any other check-ins with that are in and out, or if I did not get your call, if you was it recognized on the names that I've already called. So come now. This is Kilo 4, Charlie Uniform Papa.
Bravo, Victor Alpha 7, Bravo Kilo November, in and out.
9WAX.
Kilo. Okay. Let's see. I know I forgot about you, Scott. Kilo Yankee 4, November Bravo. I know I didn't get you, but I had you wrote down here. Okay, I have a Victor Alpha 7 station. Victor Alpha 7, Bravo Kilo November. That is Bob. So thank you, Bob, for checking in. And this is Kilo 4, Charlie Uniform Papa, looking for check-in for this session of the Absolute TechNet. We're taking check-ins with no comments. Just want to get your name on the list. Call now. This is Kilo 4, Charlie Uniform Papa.
Net Control, this is Delta Uniform 3, X-ray Charlie Delta. Delta Uniform 3, X-ray Charlie Delta. Dennis, over here in the Philippines. Good evening, everybody. No tech comment at this time.
This is November 6, Oscar Delta Uniform, N6ODU, no traffic.
Kilo Charlie 3, Victor Juliet Sierra.
All right, Kilo Charlie 3, give me your suffix again. Kilo Charlie 3, station only.
Victor Juliet Sierra, VJS.
Okay, all right. Net, let me recognize, see, number 27, I think it's November 9, Whiskey Alpha X-Ray. November 9, Whiskey Alpha X-Ray. I have Dennis, Delta United 3, X-Ray Charlie Delta. Good morning to you, Dennis, and thanks for checking in. I have November 6, Oscar Delta United. Again, November 6, Oscar Delta Uniform. We recognize Fred, and then we want to recognize our Kilo Charlie 3, Victor Juliet Sierra. That's Douglas. And so thank you, Douglas, for checking in. Okay, that gives us 30 check-ins so far. So, any more stations wishing to check in with no questions or comments, just want to get your name on the list, come now with your call sign slowly and twice phonetically. Come now. K4 Charlie Uniform Papa.
November 7, Echo Charlie Victor. November 7, Echo Charlie Victor.
KJ7UOH, Kilo Juliet 7, Uniform Oscar Hotel, Mitch in and out.
Kilo Alpha 0, Charlie Bravo Bravo. Kilo Alpha 0, Charlie Bravo Bravo.
Kilo Delta 9, Foxtrot India X-ray. Kilo Delta 9, Foxtrot India X-ray, no traffic.
Okay, thank you guys for checking in. Okay, Net wants to recognize Kilo Delta 9, Foxtrot India Kilo. Kilo Delta 9, Foxtrot India X-ray. I'm sorry, I said Kilo, but but it's X-ray, Kilo Delta 9, Foxtrot, India, X-ray. All right, net recognizes Kilo Alpha 0, Charlie, Bravo, Bravo. Thank you for checking in. I have Kilo Juliet 7, Uniform, Oscar, Hotel. Again, net recognizes Kilo Juliet 7, Uniform, Oscar, Hotel. And I have November 7, Echo, Charlie, Victor. November 7, Echo, Charlie, Victor. Okay, are there any other stations wishing to just check in and out? Have no questions or comments for the Absolute TechNet. This is Kilo 4, Charlie, Uniform Papa, Virgil in Kentucky. So if you want to get your name on the list, come now with your call sign and slowly, phonetically, and twice. And I appreciate everyone's check-ins tonight because you're working right with Net Control here. So thank you so much. All right. Check-ins come now.
Victor Echo 3, November, Victor
Yankee
and East Hamilton, Portland.
Juliet, Kilo Charlie 9, Kilo Papa Juliet.
3 MVY and East Hamilton, Portland.
N5 ZSO, November 5, Zulu, Sierra, Oscar.
November 8, Zulu, Yankee, Alpha. John in Charleston, West Virginia.
Okay, John, can you give me your call again? I have November 8. Can you give me your call again?
Yeah, sure. It's November 8, Zulu, Yankee, Alpha, N8ZYA. Copy?
Yep, I copy. November 8, Zulu, Yankee, Alpha. Thank you for checking in, and great to have you join this session of the Absolute TechNet. Net, we recognize November 5, Zulu, Sugar, Oscar. November 5, Zulu, Sierra, Oscar. We recognize him. We recognize Kilo, Charlie, 9, Kilo, Papa, Juliet. Again, Kilo, Charlie, 9, Kilo, Papa, Juliet. And there's a Victor Echo portable station. Could you give us your call sign again? Victor Echo portable station again.
Victor Echo 3, November, Victor Yankee.
Okay, we recognize Victor Echo 3, November, Victor Yankee. Again, Victor Echo 3, November, Victor Yankee. Okay, thank you for checking in. All right, are there any more check-ins before we call for questions and comments? This is Kilo 4, Charlie. Uniform Papa, Virgil in Kentucky, looking for in-and-out check-ins for this session of the Absolute TechNet.
This is Kilo India 7, Zulu Romeo India. Kilo India 7, Zulu Romeo India, Don in Kennewick, Washington.
November 5, America, Quebec, Mexico, N5AQM, Mike in Chandler, Arizona.
N5, JOJ, Bill. In Northeast Oklahoma, no traffic.
K7GND, Kilo 7, Golf, November, Delta, in and out. Thank you.
All right, let's hold it right there. And Net, we want to recognize the following stations. Kilo, let's start at the top. Kilo India 7, Zulu, Romeo, India. Kilo India 7, Zulu, Romeo, India. That's Donnie. Good evening to you. Net Control, we recognize November 5, Alpha, Quebec, Mike. Again, November 5, Alpha, Quebec, Mike. That's Mike in Arizona. Net recognizes November 5, Juliet, Oscar, Juliet. M5JOJ, Bill in Oklahoma. And we recognize Kilo 7, Golf, November, Delta. Again, Kilo 7, Golf, November, Delta. And so thank you all for checking in. And this is Kilo 4, Charlie Uniform Papa, Net Control for this session of the Absolute TechNet. So are there any other check-ins, any stations wishing to check in and out with no questions or comments? Come now with your call sign, slowly, twice, phonetically. Call now.
November Niner, X-ray, Tango, Tango. November Niner, X-ray, Tango twice, J, Oconto, Wisconsin.
Golf Mike Zero, Uniform, Uniform, Bravo. That's Golf Mike Zero, Uniform, Uniform, Bravo. Graham here in Alloa, Central Scotland. No traffic, just listening and learning.
Kilo Echo 8, Romeo Delta Juliet. Kilo Echo 8, Romeo Delta Juliet. Alan, Warren, Ohio.
Okay, thank you all for checking in. All right, Net wants to recognize November 9, Echo Tango Tango. Good evening, Jay. November 9, Echo Tango Tango. That is Jay, and I think he said he was in Wisconsin. I didn't write his state down, but I'm not looking at Net Logger at the time. I'm just trying to get everybody penciled in, and so that way, just in case, you know, if I make a mistake, I blame it on myself. So, all right, Net recognizes Golf Mike Zero, United Bravo. That is Graham, and he is one of the Net control stations that has the Worldwide Friendship Net every Friday here on the Do Drop In. So, good afternoon or good evening, Mr. Graham, and thank you for stopping by and checking in. So we recognize Golf Mike Zero, Uniform, Uniform, Bravo. That is Graham. And Net recognizes Kilo Echo 8, Romeo Oscar, Romeo Delta Juliet. Kilo Echo 8, Romeo Delta Juliet. That is Al. So thank you all so much for checking in and being there. So, all right, are there any additional check-ins before we continue on? Any other stations wishing to check in with no comments or tech questions for this session of the Absolute TechNet? This is Kilo 4, Charlie Uniform Papa, Virgil in Kentucky. Any other check-ins?
This is Kilo Mike 4, Sierra Mike Victor. KM4, SMV, Marvin in Georgia, listening with IO.
Net control, please check in Kilo Mike 5 Yankee, KM5Y, Mike, Grapevine, Texas, in and out, monitor.
Net control, please correct call sign November Niner, Echo Tango Tango. Correct call sign is November Niner X-ray, Tango Tango, and my failure, my bad. In and out.
Kilo Charlie Niner, Bravo Kilo. Kilo Charlie Niner, Bravo Kilo. Bob, Southern Wisconsin.
November Victor, Brad in Ferndale, Michigan. I will be in and out.
Okay, Brad, this is Net Control. Can you give me your call again? I got your name, but I did not get your call. So, Brad, give me your call again. I know you said you was in Michigan, so give me your call again, Brad.
Roger, that is Kilo Echo 8, Whiskey November Victor.
Okay, thank you, Brad. I recognize Kilo Echo 8, Whiskey November Victor. Kilo Echo 8, Whiskey November Victor. That is Brad. All right, I have Kilo Charlie 9, Bravo Kilo. Kilo Charlie 9, Bravo Kilo. Then I have a correction. I don't know what I said and how I might have messed it up, but Net recognizes November 9, X-ray, Tango, Tango. November 9, X-ray, Tango, Tango. And thank you for correcting me with the correct call. Net recognizes Kilo Mike 5 Yankee. That is Mike in Grapevine, Texas. Kilo Mike 5 Yankee, KM5Y, Mike in Grapevine, Texas. And Net recognizes Kilo Mike 4, Sugar Mike Victor. Marvin. Kilo Mike 4, Sugar Mike Victor Marvin. So thank you all for check-ins. Any additional check-ins, in and out, no questions or comments, come now.
Whiskey Alpha 0, Sugar Yankee Charlie, WA0SYC. Hello, Virgil and everybody else, Mike, Jeanette, and all the people around. We're just listening tonight. I have nothing for the net, so we're QRU.
All righty. Thank you for stopping by. We want to recognize Whiskey Alpha 0, Sugar Yankee Charlie. Whiskey Alpha 0, Sugar Yankee Charlie. So thank you for stopping by and checking in. So this is Kilo 4, Charlie Uniform Papa, Virgil in Kentucky. Any additional check-in before we continue on? I know we got to get the rolling. So a big topic tonight. So any additional check-in with no comments or tech questions, come now.
Yeah, Zulu Lima 2, Bravo Echo Zulu. Zulu Lima 2, Bravo Echo Zulu. Paul Wellington, New Zealand. I'll be in and out tonight. Thanks, Virgil.
Okay, thank you, Paul, and good morning to you, and thank you for stopping by and checking in. Now, we want to recognize Zulu Lima 2, Bravo Echo Zulu. That is Paul. Zulu Lima 2, Bravo Echo Zulu. Okay, any additional check-ins before we continue on with this session of the Absolute TechNet? Any additional check-in with no comments or questions, just want to get your name on the list for this session of the Absolute TechNet. Come now. This is Net Control, Kilo 4, Charlie Uniform Papa.
This is Kilo November 4, Mike Whiskey Bravo, in and out.
Here is Kilo Yankee 4, Zulu India. Kilo Yankee 4 Zulu India, Jason in Hickson, Tennessee, and you can show me in and out, please.
Okay, hearing no more check-ins. This is, okay, I want to recognize two more stations, and thank you for checking in. So this is Net Control wants to recognize Kilo November 4, Mike Whiskey Bravo. Kilo November 4, Mike Whiskey Bravo. All right. Then Net Control would like to recognize Kilo Yankee 4 Zulu India. Kilo Yankee 4 Zulu India. Okay. All right. Now we're going to go ahead. This is Kilo 4 Charlie Uniform Papa with this session of the Absolute TechNet for tonight, Tuesday, April the, well, let's see. It'll be April the 3rd now. April the, we'd still be in April the 2nd. So thank you all so much for the in and out check-ins. So now this is Kilo 4, Charlie Uniform Papa, and we're going to be moving on and taking stations that may have tech-related questions. And also for tonight's session, the topic will be logging programs on HF, VHF, UHF, etc. So, and I know there are several types of logging programs out there. You know, a lot of people, they still do the pen and paper notebook logs. And, you know, and of course, in the days and times that we're living in, we're getting a little bit more with the computer logging. So that's what we're going to be talking about this evening on this session of the Absolute TechNet. But if you have a question or a comment or a query about any tech-related item, hey, we're here for you. We want to hear your question. If I can't answer it, someone else will. So this is, again, Kilo 4, Charlie Uniform Papa. So if you have a question or a comment or a query that you would like to bring forth to this session's net, please come now with your call sign slowly, twice and phonetically. This is Kilo 4, Charlie Uniform Papa, Virgil in Kentucky. So if you have a comment, question, or query, come now with your call sign. This is K4CUP, looking for stations that have questions. Come now.
Victor Echo 6, Charlie Kilo Yankee, DE6KY with a tech question.
Okay, Victor Echo 6, I did not get all your calls. Of course, I'm not looking at the logger, and Chris may have got you in there. So, Victor Echo 6 station, come again with your call sign. Okay, Victor Echo 6, Charlie Kilo Yankee. All right, James or Jim, whichever you prefer, you let me know, because I'm just going by what NetLogger says. And I know some people prefer, you know, to be called a different name than what's on here. But, you know, that's what's on the QRZ page. So go ahead, Victor Echo 6, Charlie Kilo Yankee, go ahead with your question, and Jim, and we'll see if we can't answer it or have somebody here on the net that can answer your question. So come now, Jim. VE6CKY, K4CUP.
Yeah, Victor Echo 6, Charlie Kilo Yankee returning. I go by James, Juliet Alpha Mike Echo Sierra. My tech question tonight, I've got an inside ground plate for my station, and I've got a grid bar out at the antenna. And I would like to tie the two grounds together with a bonding wire. The total run would be about 55 feet. I'm just wondering how heavy of a gauge of wire would I have to use, minimum gauge of wire that I can get by with to use as a bonding wire between those two points. So I'm grounding between a ground plate that's inside at the station and a ground rod that's driven in the ground about 55 feet from that location, that will have a number of lightning arresters tied as well. If there's anyone that can answer that question, I'd sure appreciate it. VE6CKY.
Okay, Jim. Okay. Who can answer Jim's question about grounding? This is Kilo 4 Charlie Uniform Papa. I know I might have doubled with somebody, but anyone have an answer for Jim, for James, K4CUP? Well, James, I have some electrical experience about grounding, you know, homes and stuff like that. And I always try to use the heaviest gauge wire that I can find. Like 2 or 10-3 wire is what I use for most of my groundings, but usually a 10-2 for a home. So, you know, I don't think that I would go any smaller than a 10-3. But between a 10-2 gauge and a 10-3 gauge wire there, James. So, and if anyone else has a comment on this question, come now with your call sign and location.
N4UPC.
All right. N4UPC. Go ahead, Doug.
Hey, Virgil. Exactly what was his question? I'm dodging tornado warnings and trying to take care of the back end of the net. And what exactly did he want to know?
Okay, Scott. Sorry about that, Scott. He's got an inside ground bar at his station, and then he's wanting to tie ground to the outside, and he was wanting to know what size wire that he would need to do that, bonding, the ground bonding there, Scott. So back to you, N4UPC, and that is Victor. I'll turn it over to between James, Victor Echo 6, Charlie Kilo Yankee, and N4UPC for this. So you guys go at it. K4CUP.
All right. Sorry about that. My node likes to remind me about every 10 minutes what my call sign is, just in case I forget. James, well, it's really going to depend on how far you are away from where your main power comes in. because you're going to want to use the grounding rod there at your main power as your endpoint. So, you know, if it's, you know, 20, 30 feet away, you might need to go to a number six or bigger wire. You don't want solid. You want stranded. Usually the big box hardware stores carry that. But you want something fairly large if you're going a long distance. How far roughly do you think you're going to have to go? Over to you, VE6CKY from N4 UPC.
N4 UPC, VE6CKY returning. Okay, so the inside ground bar is actually grounded with about a 6-gauge wire to a ground rod, about 5 feet away from the ground bar, just outside the station. I want to tie a rod that I've buried right at the base of my antenna pole. That I'm going to bury it right at the base of my antenna pole. I'm going to ground my lightning arresters to that bar. So I want to tie those two grounds together. So I've got a ground rod driven in a good 6 feet to ground that plate back at the station. And I'm also going to put a second ground rod in over where the antenna is going. And then I'm going to have to probably tie another bond wire that goes to the electrical ground. And I'm going to guesstimate that's going to probably be about another 40 feet away from that one. So about a 55-foot difference between the antenna ground and the station ground, and then about a 40-foot different distance between the antenna ground and the... Does that make sense? And I'm just looking to see what I could use for the minimum gauge of wire. You know, I was thinking if I could get by with a 10-gauge or a 12-gauge wire just as a bond wire. That's what I'm asking. Over to you.
Okay, well, the first thing you're going to want to do is connect your whatever your equipment is connected to. You're going to want to connect that to your main power, you know, from the power company, wherever that ground rod is. You're going to want to do that as quickly as possible, because the way an electrician explained it to me is when electricity, it comes in, it's looking for a ground, and it's going to try to get to the best ground. And the best ground typically is there at your where your power comes in for the structure. Unfortunately, it's going to go through all of your equipment to get there. In this case, it's going to go through your equipment to get to the electric socket, because it sees that ground goes to the best ground, you know, down the radio's power cable. So you want to get that done as quick as possible, because I'd really hate for that to happen. Also, as far as if you're just going a few feet, I would say you could probably get away with a number 10 for the few feet, if I understood your layout correctly, from your bus bar inside to the ground bar or the ground rod just outside. Number 10 would probably do that okay. Again, remember that you're going to want to use stranded wire. Let's see, but yeah, let me pause just a second. Bonding all of those ground rods together with your, you know, main power ground, you're definitely going to be using something like a number 6 or greater, because that's a pretty good distance. And of course, you know, can't exactly use 12 gauge to run, you know, a long distance like that. It wouldn't work. Back over to you, sir, from N4 UPC.
Okay, I understand. So, yes, I'm running number 6 gauge stranded right now on that 4-foot section or 5-foot section. So, yeah, I'll go ahead and
I guess we'll go with 6-gauge then throughout. We'll get 55 feet of 6-gauge to run the one run and probably 40 feet of 6-gauge, and that'll be insulated wire as well. So that'll, I kind of know what I'm looking for, so I do appreciate it, and thank you very much. I kind of did a little searching on the internet. There isn't really a whole lot of information that I can dig up out there on this, so I thought I'd ask you guys, because I know that you guys did a show one night on bonding and grounding, and I just want to do it right. That's what the objective is. I'm spending, money to do the cabling correctly, and I want to get the lightning arresters installed correctly. And anyways, I won't take up any more of the time on the net here. V6CKY, I'll turn it back to you, and thanks for your information.
All right, James. Well, I'll tell you real quick, if you'd like to listen to that, the gentleman, Emmett, who did that net for us, is a personal friend of mine, and I'm thinking that was back in January. If you go to our website, absolutetech.org, we have a tab at the top that says podcast. Go there. You'll see not only, the latest that we have there. There's one, in fact, from last week. I do need to upload and publish. But you should be able to go through there and find the one that Emmett did specifically on grounding and bonding. Also, if it helps any, our podcast is also on, basically all the podcasting, providers, Spotify, Apple, Google, etc. So at any rate, let me go ahead and turn it back to Virgil. Thanks, Mr. Virgil. And I've gone blank here, so over to you, Virgil, from N4 UPC.
Okay, N4 UPC, thank you. And there was a comment in there, so comment come now. This is K4CUP.
Yeah, this is November 5, Tango Lima Hotel. I guess I'm really confused then, because I was under the impression that when your ground goes out through your house, and if you're going to tie it into your service ground to your main electricity, you need to put a ground rod every 8 foot all the way around to it. Is that wrong in thinking?
I can tell you what Emmett told me. Emmett used to be he used to work on the poles. I forget, it was lineman, until he was injured. But basically, they would do tests, and they would drive two ground rods, a foot apart. And they would do check the grounding potential with a special meter on each of those rods. I mean, it's a foot apart. Same depth, same everything, and they would get a different potential. One would be better ground than the other. So the way that he explained to us when he did the show and when he and I talked way back when is you just want everything tied in to your main service ground so that, God forbid, you do get some type of surge on your, sorry, I've got a dog here, we're having bad weather and he's a little scaredy cat. If you get bad weather and you get a little surge, a little atmospheric static, things of that nature, it's going, instead of going into your equipment and trying to find the best source of ground, it will go straight back to that main, which is typically your best bet, and go out that way and spare your equipment. N4 UPC.
Okay. That's what I was confused about, because I didn't know that you could do those long runs like he was talking, 50-foot runs and all that. I thought maybe they'd pick up some kind of RFI or something on that long, acting as a receiving antenna or something. But anyway, N5TLH, back to net control. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you all for the question. And myself, I've been doing amateur radio now. I call myself an antique 20 years plus two, so I consider being an antique on the HF course. I'm only a general, and, of course, I know I can do better, myself. I'm just kind of a little bit stubborn and hard-headed when it comes to taking tests. I thought I might have took enough tests growing up in high, while in the school, my 12 years or 13 years in school. And so, as life progressed, I began to think that, of course, I did have to take the code test and stuff right there like that, to get code qualification. And, through my lifetime of amateur radio, just a little brief biography, I love running CW because CW is, it's a universal language. So when I run CW, I speak no English, but I speak Morse code. So with that, and also, I've got a little motto that, with Morse code, there's a little less talk and a lot more action. So, and through my years, career as an amateur radio operator, I've learned, I started out probably just like everyone did, with a paper, with a pen and paper. So, I purchased a couple ARRL log books, and of course, after time and whatsoever, those began to become a little bit scarce. So, I was introduced to internet logging programs. So, if anyone has a question or a comment about logging your contacts, what software do you use? And because I know there are many choices and options that are out there. So with that, anyone else have a question or comment for this session of the Absolute TechNet, call now. This is Kilo 4, Charlie Uniform Papa.
Kilo India 5, Sierra, Sierra Romeo, KI5SSR, Jeanette.
All right. Net recognizes Kilo India 5. Sugar, Sugar Radio, Miss Jeanette, one of her net coordinators here. And before I pass it back to Jeanette, Net Control would like to recognize KI5SSR, KL7FR, N4UPC, and Victor Echo 3, Romeo Whiskey Juliet for being the ones that are in control of this here net, and N6RDF, Mike there in around El Paso, so good guy. So KI5SSR, K4CUP, go ahead with your question.
Hey, thank you, KI5SSR. Thank you. My question is, I've tried some QRZ, that's where I started. And I did paper log for a little bit, but I got really tired. So anyway, I did find this World Log book, and I want to know what you think of it, if you've ever used it. So it's November 3, Foxtrot, Juliet, Papa, and it is a log world book. And so I was just wondering what you think about that, Virgil. I know you do a lot of DXing, and my question is, what do you use to log?
Okay, Jeanette. Well, I've never used that one that you mentioned there, the November the November 3 log. I didn't get all the call sign wrote down, but I do not use that one. And, of course, I use Logbook of the World a whole lot, especially when it comes to logging all my contacts. Logbook of the World, is number one in my book. But I also use AR Log, which is a feature through the QRZCQ website, and also a wonderful DX cluster, by all means, in my book. And, you can buy that program, the QRZCQ. You can become a member, a free member, but, unless you purchase the purchase QRZCQ, you cannot have the use for the log, but I use that one a whole lot, and it counts all the contacts. So AR log, and one good thing about the QRZCQ website is with that log right now, you can get a 60-day free trial with no questions asked. Just go in there, you know, and register, and then apply to be a premium member, and you get that access for 60 days. So, you know, you've got 60 days to make up your choice whether, you know, you want to buy that log. And myself, I'm all for it, Jeanette. So thank you for the question, and I hope, hopefully that answered the question. So KI5SSR, K4CUP.
Well, thank you, K4CUP, KI5SSR. I like all that, and I did use QRZ, so I was able when I signed up. I think it was $35. I think it's a one-time fee for the N3FJP World Logbook. So I think Chris said he likes to use it too. It's really handy because I also hooked it up to QRZ, and it takes you right to their page. So if it goes right to their page, and it's really pretty neat. But yeah, I was curious about what you were using, and it sounds like you got some good stuff there. So I'll throw it back at you, and thank you for answering my question.
All righty, ma'am. I'm glad to be here and able to provide that. And, of course, I mean, there's tons of logging programs out there, you know. Like I mentioned there, you know, you've got Logbook of the World. You've got QRZCQ. You've got even QRZ, you know, which has its own logger. And, you know, some of these you have to buy, and, you know, and pay a subscription for, which is good, you know. I mean, If you buy them, you know, you're just supporting the hobby, and, you know, and keeping things right in the current place where they need to be at. So, and, you know, and of course, there's a paper log, but, you know, you can't upload a paper log to the Logbook of the World, you know, but you can manually do that. So then there's a Logger 32 program. There's DX Keepers. There's BB loggers.
Victor Echo 3, Victor Yankee Tango. My name's Edward, and I was curious as to what maybe some of the three or four positive points in favor of Logger 32 might be. Over.
Okay, well, I've never used Logger 32. So has anyone on this net tonight, even if you check in and out, use Logger 32? I myself have never used it, so does anyone have a response about Logger 32 program? Well, evidently not, but I myself, I've never used Logger 32, but, you know, I just made a list of a few logging programs, and, of course, the N1 Mike, you know, that's the one that they use for field days, and or that's the one that our club station uses. And so forth, and, you know, and every station that's operating on their field day, you know, they've got one base computer with where everybody can, like, just dump their log onto that one base computer. So, but I've never used the Logger 32 program, and I'm sorry that I'm not able to answer that question. But I'm going to ask one more time. Has anyone on the net used Logger 32? Okay, sorry about that. So I guess we're on our own, hanging out there on the limb, waiting for somebody to come by and help us learn about Logger 32. But I'm terribly sorry. I've never used Logger 32. So, you know, I myself need to do a little research on it. So thank you for the question, even though we didn't come up with an answer or a solution to your question there. So I'm sorry about that. So, all right. Anyone else have a comment, question, or query that they would like to ask about logging or what program that you use? K4CUP. All righty then, no questions. So this is K4 Charlie Uniform Papa, and we've still got a little less than almost an hour, a little less than an hour to go. And so, but I myself, you know, I found out to so, you know, I mean, if you have a question for this evening's TechNet, you know, it don't have to be on logging. But, you know, if you're working on an antenna project or have a HF question, feel free to give that question or ask the question. So, you know, this is K4CUP for the Absolute TechNet, your net control. Anybody with comments, questions, or queries?
Kilo Mike 5 Yankee, KM5Y, comment.
KM5Y, go ahead with your comment. K4CUP.
K4CUP, KM5Y. Hey, Virgil, great to talk to you. You're doing a great job. I wanted to second the advice on the logging software N3FJP, November 3, Fox, Juliet Papa. We've used it for quite a while, and it's really, really handy. You do have to pay for it a little bit if you want to keep it, but it has a whole bunch of features. You can hook a, it's got a free trial. You can hook a USB cable to your laptop or computer that you're using it on, and it'll automatically suck in the bands and the frequencies of whatever you're logging. It's got it's customizable for POTA, connects into QRZ, has great searching features, and it is really slick. If anybody's looking for something to try, it's got a 30-day trial period. And I just love it that you can also map out your DX contacts on a map, see where they are physically on a map. Works real handy. Anyway, I just wanted to bring that up in case somebody's looking to try something, 30-day free trial, I think. I found it over at www.n3fjp.com. Thank you, Virgil. KM5Y.
KM5Y? CUP, thank you. All right, was there another station with a comment? K4CUP.
Yeah, Zulu Lima 2 Bravo Echo Zulu.
Okay, Paul, go ahead with your comment or question. K4CUP.
Yeah, K4CUP ZL2BZ. Yeah, hi, Virgil. Yeah, just all logging programs you seem to mention all seem to require internet access at the back end of them to make them function. In some locations I've found, the people set up a local network, especially if it's out on a farm way away from the internet coverage, and everybody logs their computer into the internet or into the local network, and then the file is taken off-site. So that's another option that you can run. But standalone logging is unfortunately a necessity for that particular environment, over.
Yes, okay, Paul. Thank you for the advice, and do appreciate you being here and checking in with us this evening. And yes, that's somewhat of the setup that we have at Field Day. You know, we have one base computer that you know, that is like internet connected, and for the rest of them, you know, they're just like tied in to that one computer, one main computer there. So yes, that you know, that's a good way to, good practice too, you know. And you know, a lot of contacts I don't log, you know. I mean, just like simple QSOs. I mean, if I'm just on here right chewing or something like that. But you know, there's some people, you know, hey, they ask, hey, put me in your log. And once you put me in the log, send me a QSL card or drop me an EQSL. So, you know, so, all right, we're going to get moving on. So let me look for additional check-ins at this time for a few minutes and see if anyone else would like to join this session of the Absolute TechNet. So if you do not have a question or comment and are listening, and would like to check in, just give us your call sign, twice slowly, phonetically, and we'll add you to the list. So any additional check-ins that would like to check in with no comments or questions, just come now with your call sign and twice slowly and phonetically. Come now.
This is Kilo Sierra 7, Radio Oscar Hotel. Kilo Sierra 7, Radio Oscar Hotel. Ed.
This is Kilo, Kilo 7, Papa Charlie Hotel. Kilo, Kilo 7, Papa Charlie Hotel. Mike, Green Valley, Arizona.
Hey, Virgil, this is Kilo India 7, Papa Kilo Lima, KI7, PKL, just listening.
Kilo Juliet 5, Charlie Quebec, Charlie, Cypress, Texas.
This is Kilo Quebec 4, Papa Papa Sierra, just checking in.
All right, let's put it right there. So, I have one station that I did not get all your call, and your prefix was November 9. So the November 9 station, could you come with your call twice slowly and phonetically, please? The November 9 station only. All righty. Well, net control would like to rest the following stations. And November 9, please stand by. If you're out there, we want to get you on the list. So I did not get all your call, but because of some distortion, and Chris might have got your call, I don't know. My computer went to sleep on me here, so I'm going to have to wake him up. But I have Kilo Quebec 4, Papa, Papa Sierra. Net Control recognizes Kilo Quebec 4, Papa, Papa Sierra, and I think I got you right. So then I net recognizes Kilo Juliet 5, Charlie Quebec Charlie. I think that's right. Kilo Juliet 5, Charlie Quebec Charlie. If I got it wrong, let me know. I have net recognizes Kilo India 7, Papa Kilo Lima, Mr. Roy, KI7PKL, Roy. Net recognizes Kilo. Kilo 7, Papa, Charlie, Hotel, Mike. Kilo, Kilo 7, Papa, Charlie, Hotel, Mike. And then I want to recognize Kilo Sierra 7, Romeo, Oscar, Hotel, Ed, one of our net control stations. Kilo Sierra 7, Romeo, Oscar, Hotel, that's Ed. And KJ 5, CQC, do I have your call right? K4CUP.
KJ5CQC. Yes, that is correct. Kilo Juliet 5, Charlie, Quebec Charlie.
Okay, all right. Thank you. All right. Okay, there was a November 9 station that tried to check in. I did not get all your call. So if you're out there and would like to check in with us, give us your call again. And I'm looking for the November 9 station only at the time. K4CUP, net control. Or Kilo 9. Kilo 9. Okay, was there a Kilo Delta 9 station trying to check in? Kilo Delta 9 station? Alrighty, okay, nothing here. So are there any additional check-in stations wishing to check in with no comment or no question or anything, just want to get your name on the list, come now with your call sign and location.
Kilo, Kilo 7, Sierra, Delta, Foxtrot. That is Kilo, Kilo 7, Sierra, Delta, Foxtrot.
Kilo, Delta 9, Whiskey, Alpha, November. Kilo, Delta 9, Whiskey, Alpha, November. Tom from Black Lake.
I'm sorry, I was keyed up there. Sorry about that. Net Control would like to recognize the following station. Kilo Delta 9, Whiskey Alpha November. Kilo Delta 9, Whiskey Alpha November. Net recognizes Kilo, Kilo 7, Sugar Delta Foxtrot. Kilo, Kilo 7, Sugar, Delta, Foxtrot. Thank you, gentlemen, for checking in, and great to hear everyone this evening on the Absolute TechNet. So my name is Virgil, and I'm in Kentucky, and we're asking about logging programs. So anyone out there have a comment, question, or a query about logging, or what software is best to use, or which what to look for, and things of that sort. So anyone with a comment or question on the following question about logging. All right, this is Kilo Four, Charlie Uniform Papa. Tried to change my own call. But, you know, through my career as an amateur radio operator, like I said, I tried to log all my contacts. I love chasing DX, and, you know, and through my years of chasing DX, I've been places that my feet will never travel, but my voice has been heard all around the world. And so, you know, as an amateur operator, I encourage anyone, you know, if you can get the privilege to get on the airwaves, you know, do that. And, you know, and like I said, some of them won't QSL cards, but, you know, that's the thing about using Logbook of the World. It will give you, you know, when you get a log, when you log that, it will make a QSL card that, you know, that you can print off and things of that sort. So, you know, that's some of the advantages about Logbook of the World. And, you know, and also it's through ARRL. They offer that software. And, you know, set up for it can be, you know, a little touch and go, but anyway, you know, it takes a little while, you know, if you're ironing clothes out, you know, to get the wrinkles out, you know, you've got to do it just enough times to get all the wrinkles out. So, but anyway, you know, it's good practice and good behavior also, you know, and then you can also pull out those old log paper logs and look back, you know, of all the places that you've talked and been to before. So, you know, I have a lot of memories. My very first QSO that I put in my log, and, you know, when I was wanting to do CW, work all states, my very first contact, I still remember that this very day, and it's been 22 years, and that was a station in West Virginia. I've got him in my log. I got a QSL card from him, but, you know, I can't remember what the call sign was. And also remember my very last CWQ so that I got in a log when I was working all states, and that was Wyoming. So, you know, I managed to get them all. Of course, I didn't do them all on one band. There's multiple bands. But, you know, I pushed myself, and, you know, so I'm a go-getter when it comes to chasing DX. So with that, this is K4CUP, Net Control, for this session of the 35 or session of the Absolute TechNet. Anybody wishing to check in with a comment, question, or just want to get on the list, call now.
Victor United 2, Mike Delta Alpha, VU to MDA, calling from India. Victor Uniform 2, Mike Delta Alpha, calling from India.
Hey, good morning. Net Control recognizes Victor United 2, Mike Delta Alpha, Victor United 2, Mike Delta Alpha. So thank you for stopping by and checking in. Do you have a question or a comment? Back to you, VU2, MDEA, K4CUP.
Good evening, Virgil, the Net Controller. Good evening to one and all there. Good morning here in India. Yeah, I have no question today, sir. Thank you very much for recognizing me and call me for regular check-ins on this Mexican digital platform on Echolink. Thank you very much, sir. Here, Indian Standard Time around 5:50 a.m. Wednesday morning, 5:50 a.m. here. Hopefully a very good day here. Likewise, beautiful and wonderful evening there in your area. As such, I am in walking mode due to my speedy walking. My breaths are most probably ups and downs. I apologize for that. All of you coming here, fine and blasting, Thundering Lake local stations here in Coimbatore, South India. Nothing much in particular, sir. After completing my morning walking session, I am going to do some breathing exercises. Because I have learned from the art of living from our Guruji, Sri Sri Ravisangarji from Bangalore city in South India. That's all in my sight. Thank you very much, sir. Mic back to net control. This is Victor Uniform to Mike Delta Alpha, sounder from India, saying my 73 stone and all that. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you, Soundar, and thanks for checking in, BU2 MDA. All right, there was another station trying to check in, so would you come now with your call sign? Twice, slowly and phonetically. This is Kilo 4, Charlie Uniform Papa, Virgil in Kentucky. Another check-in, come now.
This is Kilo Juliet 5 Tango, KJ5T, Steve in Texas. No tech comments.
Okay, thank you, Steve, for checking in. That recognizes Kilo Juliet 5 Tango, Steve in Texas, so thank you for being there. Any additional check-ins, comments, with the comments, questions, or queries, or just want to get on the list, check in and out. This is K4, Charlie Uniform Papa, Virgil in Kentucky. We're looking for check-ins for this session of the Absolute TechNet. Come now.
This is November 9th, United India. Bob in Northern Indiana. In and out.
Thank you for checking in. Recognizes November 9, Uniform India, and from Indiana. So thank you for checking in, and I may have doubled with someone. So check-ins come now. This is K4 Charlie United Papa.
This is KI7 PKL.
KI7 PKL K4 CUP. Good evening, Roy, and go ahead with your comments or questions. Tell us about some of your radio DX and there, my friend. So, KI7, PKL, K4CUP.
Yeah, well, I do love to chase DX. And I was a ham back about half a century ago and was taught to chase DX by one of the best of them. And, you know, back then I had all paper logs. I still have them. And so much work. I hardly ever set my contest logs in because there was so much work to copy them and use out duplicates. And, oh, man, you could have so many duplicates when you were logging like that. And the neat thing about it today is we have computers and our logs are written on a page in a notebook. They are actual data. And it's so cool how this last contest that worked, I typed the call signs in one time, and after that, it was just manipulating data, including sending the thing into the to the place for the contest. So, I love the convenience and the usefulness of our modern day logging software. So, I used to use CQR log, now I use the software I wrote myself. Back to you, KI7 PKL.
Okay, KI7 PKL, K4CUB, thank you for your comments, and glad to see you, Roy, and hear you. It's been a while, and I know when you're usually doing the net controls on Fridays, this old boy's either swinging a hammer or a nail gun or something of that sort, you know, so I guess I need to lay it down sometimes, Roy, and stop by and check in with you, but anyway, thanks for coming and with your comments and questions. And I found a real DX website, you know. I mean, it gives you some spot-on information. So if anyone would like that information, grab your pen and paper because I'm about to give you a website that a lot of you may not know about. But anyway, this is K4 Charlie Uniform Papa, and I'm going to look for additional check-ins before I give that information out. So any other stations out there, stateside or DX, would like to join us for this session of the Absolute TechNet, we've got about 30, Probably about 40-some minutes left here. So, and believe me, if we got participation, it goes by real fast. So we're looking for check-ins with a comment or a question or just check-ins in and out. Come now with your call sign and location. This is K4CUP, Virgil in Kentucky.
K4 Cup from K9KWR. Dave, North Bay, Chicago. No traffic.
Didn't write that fast, but could you give me, Dave, could you give me your call sign again? Sorry about that.
Okay. Feel free on the call. The call is K9KWR. It's Kilowatt America number 9, Kilowatt Whiskey Radio.
Okay, Dave, thank you for checking in, and glad to see you out there listening, and hope, you know, we are giving some wisdom about logging here tonight. So, Kilo Alpha 9, Kilo Whiskey Romeo, this is Kilo 4 Charlie Uniform Papa. Thank you for stopping by and checking in. Any additional check-ins, come now with your call sign, twice, slowly and phonetically, and we'll add you to the list. And if you have a question, please, you know, or a comment, please let Net Control know when you check in. This is K4CUP.
This is WB9YPA, Mike Whiskey Bravo 9, Yankee Papa Alpha, coming to you via the South Bend, Indiana 220 repeater system.
Okay, thank you, Mike, for stopping by and saying hello. So, Net, we recognize Whiskey Bravo 9, Yankee Papa Alpha. Whiskey Bravo 9, Yankee Papa Alpha from Indiana. So, thank you for being there. And are there any other stations wishing to check in?
Kilo Foxtrot Zero Alpha Mike Juliet, KF Zero AMJ, Ron in Wichita. On the W0VFW repeater, just in and out. I'm mobile.
Okay, Ron, thank you for stopping by and being mobile on this evening's TechNet. So, Net recognizes it's Kilo Foxtrot Zero Alpha Mike Juliet. So, thank you for being there and glad to see you on the list tonight. So, drive safe and see you next time on the next turn. So, Thanks a lot. This is K4 Charlie Uniform Papa Net Control. Any other stations wishing to check in with a comment or a question or query about logging programs, software, etc., or if you have a tech question, bring it on. That's why we're here for. K4CUP.
This is VA3. IPC, Oakville, Ontario, just checking in.
Okay, we want to recognize Victor Echo 3, India Papa Charlie. Thank you for stopping by and glad to see you out tonight and listening on this session of the Absolute TechNet. So this is Kilo 4, Charlie Uniform Papa, K4CUP, and, you know, so glad to have you aboard. Any other stations wishing to check in and out, or have a comment or a question before I share some information?
This is Kilo Juliet 6, Foxtrot Quebec Papa in Riverside, California. Interesting, because this frequency is our club frequency. Back to you.
Comment, Virgil. Ma'am, in Riverside, this is pretty much a worldwide network of various nodes, conference servers, repeaters, etc. So we obviously have no idea where it's going. So you might want to check somewhere around you. Somebody may have a simplex link that they don't realize is bleeding over into your all's, I assume when you say club frequency, I assume you mean club repeater. So might want to check on that, you know, might explain some weirdities you all have been seeing for the last little while, if that's the case. Back to you, Virgil, from N4 UPC.
Right. Well, we meet on here usually about once a week on Tuesday evenings at 7:30 p.m. for a couple hours. So I don't think it's a problem, and I understand what you're saying, but I've never heard you come in on here before, so I just thought I'd say hi. This is KJ6FQP, back to net control.
Okay, just so you're aware, you're coming in on the Alpha Bravo 6 Mike Victor link or repeater, I can't tell which. It's an all-star node, 146.655 in Moreno Valley, California. May have mispronounced that if I did, sorry. But that's where this is coming in from, so that if that helps any. Back to you, Virgil, from N4 UPC.
Right, AB6MV is the club repeater here in Moreno Valley, so it's very local. Anyway, I don't have a problem with it. Just thought I'd say hello. Back to you, Virgil.
Okay, thank you for stopping by and saying hello, KJ6FQP. Thank you. This is K4 Charlie United Papa, Virgil Net Control, for this session of the AppNet, which we meet weekly every Tuesday evening, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 Central, 5 Mountain, 4 Pacific, and et cetera. And so, you know, we have check-ins from all over the world. So, if you have your pen and paper ready and would like to look at this website, and, you know, and you are a DXer and like to go after those special DX stations that are floating around out there somewhere in the Pacific or anywhere in the world or Oceania, Indian Ocean, you know, I've made several state contacts all over with my HF rig this year. My little 20-some-year-old Kenwood has really put me out there in the world. So, but again, that website that I'm about to give you is all together, numbers and letters, all together, is 425 Delta X-Ray November.org. Again, www.4, 2, 5. Delta X-Ray November.org. That is a, you know, and if you like to do special, you know, these are special events and the expeditions and so on and so forth. And DX World offers some good information too, you know. Just do a DX expedition web search and, you know, and or DX World, DXWorld.com. And, you know, and you will find some very interesting DX, special DX stations that are out there. So so with that, this is K4CUP. We've got about 14 minutes left, I guess, for this session of the Absolute TechNet. So anyone out there would like to join us or check in, have a comment, question, or query, or just would like to stop by and say hello, in and out, give us your call sign now. K4CUP.
Kilo 6 Juliet Victor. Kilo 6 Juliet Victor. Seven Valley Springs, California. In and out. God bless 73.
5R handheld, and I am tuned into the Burlington, Ontario VHF repeater. And I found you folks here, which is really interesting. And in the background, I heard our own repeater identifying itself right sneaking in behind when you were speaking. So I'm not sure how that works, but it sure is interesting.
JR. You guys silly. NPC, this is his repeater, and he's got all kinds of things going on. Knock it off. All this echo, saying that thing over. Come on, man. stupid. Vietnam is crazy stuff.
Who
that
is this
doing.
Guy?
And he's my best friend. Yes. Yeah, we're the
and that's a question. Somebody.
If you're going to see something, guys, said right. But just echo, CN. Get your stuff together. W6PGR. If you got a problem with me, bring it on.
Maybe it's right.
Station that was just going off. I don't know that anybody was upset about anything that I caught. He just thought it was interesting that while Virgil was talking, the repeater ID'd, which the repeater can do that. So let's everybody take it down a notch and let Virgil please continue on with the net. Thank you very much. In forward, UPC.
KI5 SSR, I have a question, Virgil, when you get time.
Okay, thank you, Jeanette, and I'll get right to your question. Okay, but I do want to recognize Kilo Juliet 6, Kilo Juliet Victor Kevin there, so thank you for stopping by, K6KJV. And the Victor Echo 5 station, I did not get all your call. Could you repeat your call twice slowly and phonetically so that we can get you on the list here? This is K4CUP. And then I'll get to your question there, Jeanette. The Victor Echo 5 station. Okay, it may not have been a VE5. But, okay, KI5 SSR, I recognize you. This is K4CUP. Go ahead with your question, ma'am.
Well, thank you, K4CUP, KR5SSR. My question is, I heard you say something about a field day, and do you do any POTA, and how do you get involved in POTA? Whether you're out there in the field or sitting at your radio, I hear a lot of POTA when I'm on HF, but I don't know enough about it. So maybe you could fill me in on some of that, Virgil.
Okay, Jeanette. Well, I'll get cents worth, and then I'm sure that there's some POTA people on the air here on the TechNet this evening. So, good question. Well, POTA, you know, is Parks on the Air, and you can do it two ways. You can be an activator, which, you know, you can grab your small HF rig and a battery and an antenna and you know, a few other, and a logging program. And which, you know, I always take a paper log. I always enter my, when I get back home there, you know, I use HAMRS program. And then also you can do it from the POTA website. Also, you know, you can upload your log there. But, you know, and, but as a hunter, you know, you can achieve certificates for like your first 10 QSOs as a hunter, then 20, 30, 40, 50, and et cetera, you know. And also they offer the work all states. And back in February the 1st, I was just, you know, I wasn't really active as a POTA activator, but I became a hunter. And my main goal was to be work all states. And in 26 days, I worked all 50 states, including Washington, D.C., which you've got to have that as a bonus. So I made 51 contacts and worked a park in all 50 states and achieved that goal. So I'll take a break. And anyone else have any comments that they would like to share about POTA? And if not, I'll continue on. K4CUP. Okay, K4CUP returning. All right, Jeanette. Like I said, I mean, you can become an activator by going to your park there. And, you know, and of course, they have a work all states 50 parks as an activator, you know, which would take some time, you know, to go to all 50 states, and including Washington, D.C., and set up, you know. And each each state park has a designated area where, you know, that you can set up and operate. They have a number, and they just changed the system, the number system. So now, instead of being like we was kilo, we're now U.S. So we got U.S. and whatever the number is. Some of the parks here, you know, around the area are like within 15 to 20 minutes away from my home QTH. And I did set up one time as an activator as a late shift, and I done it at night. So, you know, and you can get points or get certificates that way too, you know, once you submit your log. So, Jeanette, I hope that answered the question. That's a brief answer. And, of course, you know, it could get bigger. So, so with that, KI5SSR, K4CUP.
Well, hey, thank you very much for that, K4C. That was a lot of good information. And, yeah, I'll go to Parks on the Air and sign up and check that out. But thank you for that, Virgil. I appreciate that. So I'll let you move on.
Yeah, okay. And also, Jeanette, there's a POTA website, you know, which I did share that with you one time there off the air on another, on your web server there. And, you know, it's POTA, .USA, I think, is the website. I have to double check here and see. I have to open up a new tab. And let's see, I've got POTA right here. So POTA.app is the website. So, and, you know, and it tells you all the ones that are on there, you know. Good website if you're a hunter or an activator. You know, you always want to make sure that you get your park. You know, once you get to your park location, you know, there's some information, spotter information that you got to fill out so that you can be spotted on their website there, Jeanette. So, and like I said, there's a lot. You know, it's a big. Thing now, you know, it's everywhere, you know. I've worked them from 10 all the way up to 160, you know, HF, CW, and phone. So, and, you know, there's some that do the digital, which I don't do digital. But, you know, the program, the WSJT-X, you know, does its own logging, and, you know, and you can dump that log right straight into the logbook of the world, but do digital anymore, but I need to. But anyway, thank you for the question, and thanks for being there. So we've got about 8 minutes left here before we're going to sign off and call it QRT and go the other way, and everybody goes and does their normal routine after the absolute hit net. But anyway, just some information. I'd like to thank everybody that did check in with us and participated in this session of the Absolute TechNet. So with that, I'll take a pause. And this is K4C. And we're going to do final comments or final questions. And and if you have a comment, we've got about 8 minutes left here before we, like I said, we part our ways and we go back to normal life. Are there any other stations wishing to check in to Absolute TechNet for this season, for this evening's TechNet? Any check-ins from anywhere?
Whiskey 5, Delta Golf, Victor.
November Echo 2, Whiskey, NE2W, Ed in New York.
Kilo Juliet 6, Foxtrot, Quebec, Papa, with apologies and respect. Back to net.
Lima, Santiago, Chile.
Kilo Juliet 5, Delta Whiskey Alpha.
Okay, let me pause right there because, well, I think we had what we might somewhat call a head-on collision there with a few stations. And I did copy Kilo Juliet 5, Delta Whiskey Alpha, KJ5DWA. And I copied November Echo 2 Whiskey there in New York, So thank you. I think you said your name was Ed, but you can correct me if I'm wrong. I'm easy to get along with, but, you know, sometimes I have short-term memory, STM. Hi, hi. Okay, I have a Whiskey 5 station. So the Whiskey 5 station, could you give me your call sign slowly, twice, and phonetically? This is Kilo 4, Charlie Uniform Papa.
Yes, sir. Kilo 4, I forgot. Anyway, it's Whiskey 5, Delta Golf Victor. I say again, Whiskey 5, don't get vaccinated. Over.
Okay, thank you. I got you, Whiskey 5, Delta Golf Victor. Thank you for stopping by and saying hello and checking in. All right, there was a Kilo station. Kilo station. Come now with your call sign twice, slowly, and phonetically. So if you're Kilo station, come now. K4C. Okay. Was there a DX station? I thought I might have heard a DX station in there. So if you're a DX station wishing to check in, come now with your call sign twice, slowly, and phonetically. If you are a DX station, K4, Charlie Uniform, net control. Righty then. Well, I hear nothing. Anybody else, last call. And if you would like to get on the list, last call, come now with your call sign twice, slowly and phonetically. And are there any additional check-ins? Come now. K4CUP.
Kilo, Juliet, 6. Foxtrot, Quebec, Papa, in Riverside, California, part of the Envara group, on Mr. Peter, and with respect. And nice to meet you all. I will try to check in the future. Thank you.
All righty, ma'am. I did not get your name, but I know you checked in. I have you already on the list. So could I get a name with that? Kilo Juliet 6, Fox Queen, Papa. Can I get your name?
My name is Assunta. Assunta. Mouthful. Italian name, Assunta Maria. Back to you.
All righty. Thank you. I think you said Maria. I think that's what you said. Well, okay. Well, thank you for stopping by. We're here every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. local Eastern time, and we have an Absolute Tech Net where we discuss a lot of tech questions and you know, we try to help one another out, you know, with tech-related items. But tonight, my first time being net control, I wanted to do a logging program here. So, you know, talk about the logging program that a lot of people do and need to learn about. So thank you all. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and close the net. And I'd like to thank everyone that came and joined me on my first net here on the Absolute Tech Net. And so this is not my first net control, but it is as far as being on EchoLink. So I'm a rookie being a net control here on EchoLink. But, you know, I look forward to doing it again and sharing my wisdom and knowledge with all, each and every one of my amateur radio background and things of that sort. So feel free to check out the Absolute Tech Net website, which is absolutetech.org, absolutetech.org. And they also have a Facebook group. So, you know, if you do Facebook and would like to, you know, and have a question or comment while the net is not in session, you know, you can put your question on the Facebook site. And, you know, if someone sees it and knows the answer, they will respond. So with that, this is Kilo 4, Charlie Uniform Papa, now turning this repeater and the systems back to normal amateur radio use. Thanks again, everyone. Everyone, have a good night, and God bless you, and have a good rest of your week. We'll see you all next Tuesday. And again, this is K4 Charlie Uniform Papa, Virgil in Kentucky, as net control. 7-3s to everyone that came and joined and rode along with us on the airwaves. K4CUP QRT is now closing the Absolute TechNet. 7-3s, everyone. Have a good evening.